Welcome to episode 913 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In Luke 15, the Pharisees and scribes express disapproval of Jesus' practices. They criticize him for welcoming and eating with sinners, which is considered inappropriate for a religious teacher. In response to this criticism, Jesus tells three parables, each illustrating a scenario involving something lost and the subsequent joy of its recovery. These parables serve as metaphors for sin and redemption, and they underline the value that God places on every individual, no matter their societal status or past mistakes. Jesus begins with this parable in verses 3 to 7. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The shepherd represents Jesus or God, who is the caretaker and savior. The shepherd's actions reflect God's initiative in seeking out sinners. The lost sheep symbolizes the sinners, or those who have strayed away from the path of righteousness. The sheep's lost state is analogous to individuals lost in sin, or away from God's fold. The 99 represent the righteous who are already in the fold. Interestingly, the focus is not on them, but on the one that is lost, suggesting God's inclusive love that seeks to save everyone, even those who are lost. The shepherd's willingness to leave the 99 in the open country highlights the extraordinary measures God is willing to take to recover even a single lost soul. The search continues until he finds it, showing the persistence and enduring patience of God in his pursuit of the individual. The joyous recovery of the sheep emphasizes the value of each individual to God. The shepherd's reaction upon finding the sheep, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home, symbolizes the restoration and support provided by Christ. The call to friends and neighbors to rejoice mirrors the communal aspect of salvation and reflects the heavenly joy over one sinner's repentance. There are several theological implications. The parable illustrates that God does not wait passively. He actively seeks out those who are lost. God takes the initiative in our salvation. There is a profound heavenly celebration for every individual who repents. The parable is a clear message against complacency and self-righteousness. The communal celebration on the sheep's return underscores that salvation is not only an individual matter, but also a cause for communal joy and support. This parable encourages believers to reflect on their attitudes toward those who are spiritually lost. Are they, like the Pharisees, more concerned with propriety and less with compassion? Or do they share in God's joyous heart for repentance and recovery? It challenges the community to actively participate in seeking the lost and celebrating their return, fostering an environment of forgiveness and acceptance. Jesus transitions from a lost sheep to a lost coin. He uses familiar, everyday experiences to communicate spiritual truths, making his message accessible and relatable. Verses 8 to 10. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The woman represents God, or more broadly, anyone who seeks to restore those lost in sin. The depiction of God as a woman in this parable is significant as it emphasizes the nurturing aspect of God's character, which is persistent and caring. The lost coin symbolizes individuals who are spiritually lost or disconnected from God. Unlike the lost sheep, which may wander off, the coin is lost within the house, suggesting a loss that occurs within the community or perhaps within the sphere of religious life. It all suggests that the coin might be lost without realizing it. The woman's actions are proactive and determined. She lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and searches carefully, indicating thoroughness and dedication in her search for the lost coin. The lighting of a lamp suggests a desire to illuminate dark corners, symbolically speaking to searching one's heart or community to find what is missing. The sweeping of the house could symbolize a cleansing or purification process, preparing the way for restoration. The recovery of the coin leads to a celebration that extends beyond the individual to include friends and neighbors. This communal joy reflects the broader heavenly joy that occurs with the repentance of a sinner. It is noteworthy that the woman asks others to rejoice with her, suggesting that the recovery of spiritual life is a communal triumph, not just a personal one. Even though the coin is one of ten, its loss is keenly felt, showing that each individual holds immense value to God. The parable illustrates God's active role in seeking and saving the lost. It is God who initiates the search and rejoices in the recovery. The ultimate message is there is heavenly joy over earthly repentance. The parable of the lost coin encourages believers to reflect on several practical aspects of their spiritual lives. Community responsibility. It prompts communities to be mindful of those among them who may feel lost or neglected, stressing the importance of outreach and inclusivity. Personal reflection. Individuals are encouraged to assess what might be lost in their own lives, whether faith, purity, or commitment, and to seek restoration. Celebrating restoration. It emphasizes the importance of celebrating spiritual victories, big and small, within the community, enhancing the collective faith experience. Jesus then shares the parable of the prodigal son in verses 11 to 32. In this, a young man demands his inheritance early from his father, only to squander it on reckless living far from home. When he hits rock bottom, he decides to return to his father, hoping to be accepted at least as a servant. To his surprise, his father welcomes him with open arms, celebrating his return with a grand feast, signifying forgiveness and joy. The older son feels slighted by the celebration for his wayward brother, revealing his jealousy and misunderstanding of his father's grace. The father represents God's unconditional love and forgiveness. His actions reflect divine grace that is eager to restore and rejoice over a repentant sinner. The younger son, or the prodigal son, symbolizes sinners who stray from God but eventually return. His journey reflects human folly and repentance. The older son represents the self-righteous who believe they earn their status by their works. His response highlights an attitude of entitlement and lack of compassion. This narrative unfolds in five stages. First, rebellion. The younger son demands his inheritance, essentially wishing his father dead, and squanders it in reckless living. This is a rejection of the father's values and a descent into self-destructive behavior. Second, repentance. Realizing his folly, especially in contrast to the abundance in his father's house, the younger son decides to return and ask for forgiveness, willing to become a servant. Third, restoration. The father's joyful and generous welcome illustrates God's readiness to forgive and restore the repentant. Fourth, reaction. The older son's angry reaction elucidates self-righteousness. He fails to rejoice at his brother's return, showing misunderstanding of the father's grace. Fifth, reconciliation. The father's plea to the older son to join the celebration underscores the inclusive nature of forgiveness and the joy that should accompany restoration. This parable profoundly articulates the nature of sin, grace, and redemption. It teaches repentance is crucial, God's love is unconditional, and all are valued. The parable invites reflection on personal spiritual condition, attitudes towards forgiveness, and understanding of God's grace. It challenges believers to embrace a repentant heart and turn back to God no matter how far one has strayed. Celebrate restoration with a genuine spirit of joy. Reflect on self-righteous attitudes that might blind one to the needs and worth of others. This parable encapsulates the gospel message of redemption and divine love, offering profound insights into the heart of Christian faith and community life. These three parables reflect Jesus' mission statement recorded in Luke 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. In Luke 15, Jesus teaches us that God actively seeks out the lost, rejoices immensely over their return, and offers unconditional love and forgiveness. These parables remind us that no one is beyond redemption and challenge us to extend the same compassion and grace to others. They invite us to join in the divine celebration whenever a lost soul finds its way back home. Father, thank you for your deep desire that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Help us to partner with you in doing whatever we can to seek and save the lost. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.